Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Okay, Mystery Craters, I've got no idea how this episode is going to sound, mainly because I got a lot of help from my friend Chris Cody, who saw me pretty overwhelmed. This has been a hard week, and he's like, Mike, I got this. I know we got a bunch of messy work parts. That's an industry term there, folks. From Media Night, where we were all wacky, asking all the wacky questions.
Oh, yeah. People hated us. All the reporters there probably hated us. The players seemed to enjoy us because we were a little fresh air. You know, they were used to getting the, oh, what are the keys to the game?
Not all the players.
Who didn't like us?
Fred Warner.
Eh, that's true. But let's be real. No one was really talking to Fred Warner. So
yeah,
we
honestly did Fred Warner a solid.
Right.
We noticed that there was going to be a moment for Fred Warner in which there wasn't a line for Fred Warner, and he was just going to be there by himself. So we took it upon ourselves to make sure he wasn't alone.
Now, while we were wacky, I don't think we embarrassed ourselves. Liam is here with us today. Liam, did you get any phone calls, emails? Did we embarrass ourselves at opening night?
Opening night, no.
Okay.
No.
But other times, yes.
Well, you know, that was Tuesday? Today's Thursday.
That was Monday.
That was actually Monday.
I would have heard about it by now.
Yeah, I would have. I would have heard about that by now.
But Mystery Crate's going live now, so may open up a whole new can of worms.
Nah, man,
I'll be on the lookout for an email.
Cool. I did the work on it. It's fun. It's seamless. There's going to be a few sounders that, you know, when you hear a little sounder, that means that we're going on to the next person. But it's going to sound good, man.
I love how you're explaining this because, I mean, production-wise, this is inside basketball. Well, baseball. If you're going to go cliche, you can't screw me up there, Roy. And you got to, and you can't.
I said inside baseball.
All right. Well, you say it into the mic next time.
Super Bowl week.
Inside baseball.
Super Bowl week. but we had like two units, and Roy was just the third unit.
Don't even get me started on this.
Doing his own thing. Yeah. He was listening to a lot of Andy Reid, and he's got a lot of insight, but it's all up there in the noggin.
Yeah, I don't feel like giving it all.
We saw Roy. If you didn't hear the local hour earlier this week, at opening night, we saw Roy. We were like, me and Mike were like, we need to get to Andy Reid. There's a big pile of people around him, and we're like, oh my gosh, Roy is in there. He is getting the good sound, asking the wacky questions. And it turns out Roy was just in there, not recording anything, just kind of listening.
Whoa, no. I was recording. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
I was getting the good sound.
Okay, well, then I'm sure we're going to get all of the clips that Andy Reid had to say instead of one question, right, in this Mystery Crate.
Yeah.
Right? The receipts will help you out there, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which is right here on this phone.
But it was a good time. All in all, it was a good time at opening night. I had a blast. I wish they could be opening night every week. I wish Super Bowl week was every week, frankly.
I'm not playing a character right now. This is not a bit. I had a horrible time. It's honestly the parts about this job that I hate. Everyone sort of corralled into pens.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Oh, you need to talk to him. You need to bully out some sort of regional affiliate. And I'm not pulling rank at all. I'm just saying the reality of this situation is I'm very uncomfortable trying to assert myself in these situations.
And basically we just spent most of the time planning the questions we were going to ask, more so than like, a lot of what you're going to hear in this is us game planning on, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get to Frank Clark. We're going to ask him a question, and then we get really nervous, and we ask him something completely different.
In retrospect, we really put Frank Clark on a pedestal.
Yeah, we did.
Because that was the fine piece of real estate that Chris and I carved off. I'm excited to hear this because I don't really know what the other units were doing. Well, I know what Roy's unit was doing, which was just listening to Andy Reid.
Recording Andy Reid.
Right.
Please.
I would love to know for
keep my name out of your mouth.
Just for personal use.
And these lies.
It's okay. If we go through Roy's phone, just for personal use, we have a...
You want me to play it again? I'll play it again.
Yes, the one that you played was the one that I asked you to ask again.
That was not the one that I asked you to ask. That was from the beginning.
Roy, I edited this thing and none of the other Andy Reid stuff made it. You didn't send me anything. So it's if you got it, you're just
keeping it. Because you guys had so much of a problem with me recording him, then you know
this is an odd hill to die on.
Liam, what do you
mean? Well, you built this hill.
Be the arbiter here.
It does seem like if you're there, Roy, with Andy Reid, it does. I haven't heard it, but it does seem like there's more to give.
How did you get to that good position? You were leaning on the railing. You were as close to Andy Reid as anybody.
Because I've been in plenty of locker rooms and I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Pro's pro.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Come on, name out of your mouth.
Is that a lot of elbowing? You got an elbow
pull? Oh, there are people pushing and whatnot.
What's your game plan?
How do you do it? You wait till someone steps out and then you slide in? What's the
plan? Yeah. It's all about the slide.
Yes.
You got to hit that angle at the right.
There's no gaps. As soon as someone takes a step out, you're in.
Oh, yeah.
My man.
It's like getting a drink in a bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know all about that.
A crowded bar with everyone holding a tripod camera. camera.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All this locker room experience, you'd think you'd ask more than one goddamn question.
hey, don't take the Lord's name.
Yeah, that's true.
No, sorry.
I'm a Christian, man.
Sorry.
Woke up today as a Christian.
Yeah. You say it a lot.
I do. I do.
Snitching. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Mystery Crate, am I right?
Ah, Mystery Crate. Dominique loves Mystery Crate.
It's Super Bowl, and we have our own opening
night. He texts
night.
Me every week. He's like, good MC this week.
Dominique just walked in, and I'm going to put Dominique to work as we're doing...
No. We put him in the costume earlier this week.
No, wasn't Dominique.
I know it wasn't. It sounded like him.
Can you read this spot?
We're so mean to Dominique. He just walks in.
He knows what he's doing when he's walking into a hot studio.
I didn't know the studio was...
Are they waiting for you?
There's no waiting for him.
I got this.
There's no mic light out there.
Can you just kick me off like with like the opening line and we'll go...
What opening line? Oh, this one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Email.
Go with a personal anecdote.
To Mike Ryan.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how challenging hiring is.
Hey, Mike Ryan, could you talk a little bit about how challenging hiring is, please?
Oh, yes, Dominique Foxworth.
Thanks, Dominique. See you later.
Former NFL cornerback. Would have made it to a Super Bowl if Lee Evans wasn't an idiot.
I got to probably help you with this one. Hiring's tough. I did the hiring for us back in Bristol.
Really tough.
It's tough.
Oh, Liam.
What do you need? What do you have to help me with here?
You know what it's really hard about hiring?
What?
Finding qualified candidates.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, man.
It takes so long. You know, too many applicants. So many sifting through resumes. Who's got time for it? I love how ZipRecruiter makes it easy.
He should have probably used ZipRecruiter when he hired us.
Yeah. Well,
thank God
he didn't. Because everyone knows how we got our jobs.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Love my dad.
Let me tell you a little story. A little story about a man named Dylan Miskowitz. He's the COO of Cafe Altura, and he experienced how challenging a hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new director of coffee for his organic coffee company, as you know. But guess what, guys?
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He switched to ZipRecruiter, and he saw an immediate difference. And let me tell you something, you listening on the treadmill, you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/crate.
You say free?
I said free.
Whoa!
It's absolutely free to sign up for. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No, it doesn't.
Wow.
That would be lazy.
Yeah.
It finds them for you. And it's the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to invoke some technology here.
Let's do it.
Because ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified. I almost did that.
Leaving it in.
Well, yes, please do. Damn it, big game.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, we get that out.
So you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly... Seriously, I need you to believe...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I said big game. Dylan said how amazed he was by
how
quickly...
What about that time?
What?
Then he said it again.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Just big game. Or just dub just by you saying big game. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said how amazed he was by how quickly great candidates were applying. And he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. It's Liam.
Oh, Liam.
He found a second job.
Yes. Yeah. Congrats.
Liam, I'm sad to see
coffee.
You go,
yeah,
but I love Dylan Miskowitz. Salt of the earth kind of guy. You're
going
to really enjoy working over at Cafe Altura.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy for you.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire.
Yep.
And I want you to see why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/, spell it, Liam?
C-R-A-T-E.
Oh, man.
That's very good. That's very good.
Me
and Liam harmonized there. That was nice.
We got a pretty good rapport here. I'm really sad to see you go.
I'm going
to
miss you guys.
But I'm happy for this new chapter in your life.
Proud of you.
So here is what we collected at Media Night. How's the audio quality on this, Chris?
It's, you know, there are a few questions that we had to jack it up.
Your vocal attack.
Yeah, a little bit of vocal attacking going on. But overall, it's clean. It's good. It's fun. It's the shipping container, baby. We're at it. Whatever the hell we were at. I keep wanting to say Media Day. Opening night just throws me off.
Yeah.
But we had a heck of a time.
We had a time.
Yeah.
Roy had the best time. He was listening to Andy Reid just regale everyone with stories for 30 minutes.
Recording it, yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're going to hear first is the Chiefs. Because how it works is one team comes in. Then the second team comes
in. How it works is one team comes in, then that team leaves, and then about half of the media leaves. And then you start feeling bad for guys like Fred Warner. Although, you know what? I'm not rooting for Fred Warner. I thought you were kind of rude to me, Fred
Warner.
And
you'll find out why.
Yes. Here we go. Mystery Crate, Media Day/Opening Night. Enjoy. All right, it's Mystery Crate reporting live from opening night here at Marlins Park. It's Mike Ryan with Chris Cody. We've been here for an inordinate amount of time. I am sweaty. It is warm.
We're standing really close to a lot of people.
So, media night, for those who don't know, it's a game of real estate acquisition.
Yes. And we've lost some Frank Clark real estate, and now we've gained it back.
Yeah, it's all about keeping your feet moving, really. Good lateral movement. We have pretty much committed ourselves, like Frank Clark's our guy.
Right. I'm boxing out people. Mike has established his position, and I'm like an offensive lineman.
So we're going to ask Frank Clark a question. Whether or not we actually get to record it, that's another question entirely. This is like our first time here.
Right.
This is really, truly like my worst nightmare, because it's all the elements of like guest booking that I quit on.
Right.
Just putting myself out there, having to be more aggressive than other people. And not being that self-aware. So, this is a hellscape for me. We're committed to asking Frank Clark a question. I don't really care how it goes, but, like, that's my challenge for today. That was my New Year's resolution, ask a question in this horrible, horrible place. So we're going to ask Frank Clark a question. It's not a very good one either. And then we're going to try to just corner the market on special teams.
Worst case scenario, they have a hell of a spread up there. They've got a lot of food.
I've been working on variations of my question.
Right. You want to practice?
I want to tie it into like something that we've done on the show. Right. You know, this has been a poll question. Yeah. So, all right. So here's how I'm going to butter him up.
Okay.
Frank, you're such an immense beast on the field.
Right.
And you have such a strong name, yes. Frank Clark. Yes. Five letters for the first name, five letters for the last name. Frank Clark. You didn't opt for Frankie. You know why? Because you're Frank Clark.
Yeah.
My question is, why don't we make any more Franks?
Oh,
yeah?
So good.
That's too many words.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, this is going to come out to Frank. Frank. More, right? All right, I think I figured it out. Frank, you know, you're strong.
Yes.
Damn it. No, that's not going to be good. All right, how about this? Frank. I mean, five letters first name, five letters last name.
You're very infatuated in this five-letter thing.
Frank, you're a beast. You could have opted for Frankie, but you didn't. That's not the cut of Frank Clark's jib.
Oh, it's not.
Why don't we make more Franks?
His response... Am I supposed to answer? Now I'm like nervous. Am I Frank Clark?
Do you want to ask Frank Clark a question? Can you ask my question for me?
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't
want to practice it?
No, I want you to do it.
No, just practice
After all this build-up, you have to do it.
No, you just got to help me. I don't think I can do this.
This is your moment.
No, can you ask?
Nope.
Practice?
Can you
say my question so I can hear it?
Frank, you have a really strong name. Five letters in the first name, five letters
It's not easy. It's not easy.
I really want somebody to ask now. I want one of us to tell Frank Clark that he looks really old. That's a dangerous situation.
Now picture, if you will, an entire Mystery Crate episode dedicated to asking Frank Clark a question that we never actually ask him.
We're like seven people deep away from him. There's no shot we're getting.
There's no shot. Chris, Frank Clark just sat down, and I immediately realized I can't do this.
Yeah, he's wearing a chain that thing could pay for my house.
Can we just stand here and just like fake that we did and we just couldn't get in?
This is our moment. I was so confident before this, and now that all the players are here walking around, I'm terrified to talk to any of them.
We're moving further back in the line. Can we just ask Matt Moore why aren't they making more Franks? How about we go and come back? Yeah, we'll come back. We'll ask him. Yeah,
we're gonna ask him, of course. But there's just a lot of people.
Why don't we ask Frank Clark that question? It's an innocuous little question. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You just got to ask other people.
Yeah.
All right. So far, all I've accomplished is taking selfies with other Assemble Media.
Yeah.
It's cool to have the support of the show, but I'm really failing at my job.
Yeah.
I've been left by Chris Cody. I can't find him. He chickened out on the entire experience. We're supposed to ask Frank Clark a question. I think now I'm just going to end up asking Matt Moore Frank Clark's question. I really hate everything that goes into this, and I wish I never came. All right, we're here at opening night. It's Mike Ryan from the Dan Le Batard Show. We have a local hero down here, Matt Moore, oftentimes the most popular player on the Miami Dolphins. Now, you were a guy that I would have said, that guy's got the greatest career in NFL history. And then Patrick Mahomes got hurt, and I immediately stopped envying you. But you came in, and you did more than all right. What was that experience like? I mean, you almost didn't play, right?
Well, thank you. It was a great experience. I mean, it was not easy, but the team, the coaching staff here made things go pretty smoothly for me here.
That's got to be the toughest act to follow, like in NFL history, especially at the level that he's playing in right now.
Of course, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a unique guy, one of a kind. So, yeah, trying to fill his shoes, this is definitely not easy. I just wanted to go in and and have us not miss a beat as best we could.
Yeah, but part of you has got to be thinking, like, I'm familiar with Andy Reid's career. Like, he made Coy Detmer's neckbeard almost like an all-pro. Like, it's pretty friendly to backup quarterbacks, and I'm sure he makes it pretty easy for you, no?
He does a great job, him and the offensive staff. Yeah, that's a great point. Makes it, yeah, so you can go out there and play fast and throw it around, and it's nice when you have the talent, you know, on the outside to throw the ball to, and we made the best of the situation.
Last question before I let you go real quick. I was going to ask Frank Clark a question, but then he looked at me, and I was like, no, I can't do this. He's a pretty intimidating presence, and I think it's because he opted for Frank as opposed to Frankie. I just feel a lot more comfortable if he was simply Frankie Clark. Why aren't we making more Franks?
What?
It's a name that's pretty much extinct. How many Franks do you know?
Not much. Not many.
You never gave it thought.
I know.
He's not the same dude if he's Frankie Clark.
That's true. I don't know the answer to your question, but that's a valid point.
Matt Moore, good luck on Sunday. Hopefully we don't see you, right? I mean, are you kind of hoping to not be seen on Sunday?
We're moving forward to get to Sunday, and that's all I'll say.
Wow, that's my first ever cliche answer. I love it. Thank you so much. Best of luck. Chris, thank you. I don't know why you disappeared. I didn't appreciate that, but whatever. Like, man, I killed it with Matt Moore. I asked him the Frank Clark question.
Hey, anybody say?
He was weirded out by it. It probably wasn't the best audience for it. But you see the Frank Clark line has sort of opened up a little bit.
Yeah, I had to get my feet wet. I talked to a couple guys that nobody was talking to just to get my feet wet, but now I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
All right. You want to seize the day?
Season it.
All right. Let's go ask Frank Clark this Frank Clark question. All right. I can't do it. I've decided that you should ask. So you go ahead and ask a question.
Why aren't they making more Franks?
Yeah.
But I got to find a way to get there.
Yeah.
Butter him up a little bit.
Yeah, say like, man, like, I can't imagine if you were Frankie. It's just not the same dude. Part of your menace is that you're Frank.
Right.
Yeah, and just like, you don't have to do it, but like, I think the five letters, first name, last name thing kind of works, so right. It's up to you. Okay, Chris, we are here. It is almost our time. You just got to put your face into the buzzsaw and do this thing, all right?
My heart is racing.
My heart's pounding. My heart is pounding. I don't know why I put this on a pedestal, but... Either way, you got to be the guy.
Frank, ESPN Mystery Crate. Why aren't we making more Franks? It's such a strong name.
I got one Frank, you know, my junior, my baby boy, and that's about it. Yeah. Right about now, I can do it one.
You realize part of your menace is that you're Frank Clark and not Frankie Clark, Frank though. Clark's Frankie Clark's a different dude.
No. Frankie Clark's a little, you know, I don't know about that. Frank sounds a little bit on the edge, you know. I can deal with Frank.
More Franks.
I got you.
More Franks. All right, Chris, we did it. I'm really proud of ourselves.
I blacked out. What happened?
Oh, my God. Oh, we killed it. We killed it.
Did we chant at some point?
We did. That was a weird thing. I didn't want to leave you on that island. But we totally just, like,
made clowns. I thought he was going to get into it.
I thought that went well.
Yeah.
That was totally.
All right, what's our next mission? We set a goal, and then we get to it.
Yeah.
There's the mascot. We could probably, you want to interview the mascot for Mr.
Yeah, but it's an audio thing. I would really like to take an Instagram story, but I think that's against the rules. I'm not
And confused. We're back. We're here with the mascot. Mascot, how you doing today? No, I'm sorry. It's not really there. I'm sorry.
All right, we have now moved from Frank Clark's booth to Dustin Colquitt's booth. You would think that with the confidence of how well the Frank Clark thing went, this guy's somehow more intimidating than Frank Clark.
He's got nice kicks on. This is very intimidating. I'm scared. I'm scared again. I was confident for about 3 seconds, and now I'm back to being scared again.
All right, it's our time. What are we going to ask him?
You know, this and that.
All right, we're standing by to ask Dustin Colquitt a question. Dustin Colquitt from the famous Colquitt family of punters. The game could come down to him, so let's go ahead and ask him a question. Dustin, Mike Ryan, ESPN. The game is obviously predicted to be a close one. It could come down to you, so it goes without saying. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Have I ever seen a ghost? I don't think so.
A UFO?
So I was sitting outside of Roswell 2 years ago. I have an RV, and we were pulling a Suburban behind me, and I get out in the middle of the desert, and I'm like, this would be a great shot for a picture. And we had, when you're going through that desert, it goes from like 2,500 feet down, your ears are popping like you're in an airplane. I remember turning the RV off, kind of looking over this beautiful desert, and taking a picture, and then trying to get my RV back on, and I could not get it started.
No.
Long enough until my kids were like, is there a, you know, this alien thing? But anyway, that's
Wow, man. Obviously, one of the great football families, the Colquitts, and some Tennessee connections. You ever troll the Mannings? Yeah, like, we're the real family of football.
The thing about that family is they're all so witty, starting with Archie. And, you know, I just saw Coop. I hadn't seen him in a while. He looked good. And, you know, Pay's one of those things like, dude, you guys only have fourth down. We have the first three. So if we don't get it done, then you can have the mic. That's kind of the deal.
Thank you, Dustin.
You talk about speed.
Coach Reed, have you been able to check out the Kansas City barbecue scene?
Probably too often. No. It's very good. Yeah, very good.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I haven't.
Thanks, Chris. Coach Reed, your favorite snack food and nacho cheese or Cool Ranch Doritos?
Peanut M&M's and then
nacho
cheese. I'll go with
you. Oh, man. I happened to see Casey Wolf, the Kansas City Chiefs mascot, and I asked him this question.
Casey, I have a question for you. Raise your left hand if you like nacho cheese Doritos. Raise your right hand if you like Cool Ranch Doritos. There you go, right hand. Patrick, you love ketchup. Would you put ketchup on a hot dog?
100%. There's no doubt. I do put ketchup on my hot dogs.
What about nachos?
Not nachos. You can't do nachos. Sorry, cheese. Like, you can't do that.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not. I don't think.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see one for sure.
Travis.
Kelsey.
Dustin Colquitt told us about an experience he had with a UFO. Have you ever seen a ghost or an alien?
No, but my father did have radioactive sound waves from outer space being played at all times in the house when I was a kid. So I heard some things. I don't know what they were. But obviously, who really does?
You go blue Doritos or red Doritos?
Blue Doritos.
And also, how many swipes of deodorant do you do on each arm?
Man, depends on how musty I am. If it's just a fresh morning, I'll probably go three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Call it quits.
Awesome. Have a good day.
That was the end of the interviews we did with the Kansas City Chiefs. Next up, the San Francisco 49ers showed up, and we hit them with the same hard-hitting questions. First up, I spoke to their future Hall of Fame left tackle, Joe Staley.
Joe, if I rushed on you 100 times, how many times would I get to the quarterback?
If you rushed on me 100 times, what's your go-to move?
My swim move's decent. It's like not even once, maybe once. You'll just like get, like after 98, you'll just be like, all right, this guy's bad. And then I might get by?
You could probably, yeah. I think you could, yeah.
1 out of 100. You get me.
Everybody wins.
Thank you.
Everybody wins in life at least once.
All right, Mike, so you sent me on assignment to go ask the defensive coordinator who is just a...
You see the size of his...
I can't stop looking at him.
Holy shit.
But I failed, and I've chickened out. I got up in there, and I got close, and I got the mic in his face.
Phrasing.
Yes.
So bad with phrasing.
Yes, I am. So we got to do this. What's our game plan? What do we want to ask him?
We got to ask him. Kyle Shanahan has his own booth over there. Rob Saleh was like a super hot head coaching candidate. He doesn't get his own booth.
Yeah. You gotta ask it.
Yeah. Well, it just hit me that Kyle Shanahan's a head coach and he deserves his own.
Right. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Robbie Gould.
Oh, shit.
All right. We've been waiting for 20 minutes to try to talk to Rob Saleh, who I've often referred to as Zaddy.
Yeah.
His neck is huge.
Smells fantastic.
Yeah. We want to ask him what his secret is.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to think that's like a football question, and I just want to know. All right. I'm going to get in. I'm going to say, like, Mike Ryan, ESPN. Yeah, I'll be Mystery Crate. Mike Ryan, Mystery Crate. I mean, this guy's not really sharing the ball. I got bodied by that dude, too. It's a leverage sport, man. I'm worried about his way out, too. He can spin out the other way. You think CBS 47 is kind of what they're looking for? I think you got it. All right, I'm not taking no for an answer this time. Coach, I'm sure a lot of people are asking you about what's your secret, and I want to know too. I can't go a week shaving without getting some sort of razor burn or ingrown hair, and yet I look at you on the sideline every week and it pisses me off because it's immaculate. What's the secret? Is it hot water? Is it moisturizer? What do I do to get like you?
It's the lack of hair.
Less hair, less razor bumps.
What do you do? Straight edge razor? Are we going Mach 3, Mach 4?
Mach 5 or whatever that.
Mach 5?
Whatever that.
The most blades. Because I pictured you as like a straight edge razor guy.
That one would hurt. Yeah, that hurt.
But tough as nails defense, like no shaving cream, just like basically like the Rambo knife straight to your cheek to inspire your team.
No.
Perhaps this week?
No. I might cut myself up.
Iron sharpens iron. I think with that 5 o'clock shadow, it's apropos.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Best of luck on Sunday, Coach.
Thank you so much.
Here at opening night with George Atala, I think the title is Director of External Affairs.
Last I checked, it was.
All right. So, the pressing question on everybody's mind is obviously the CBA upcoming, and you're getting a million of these questions, but can you force a lockout over the simple fact that these uniform Super Bowl crests have to go? Bring back unique Super Bowl crests.
LIV gotta go. Yes. And we will strike to change the logo.
Yeah, I mean, remember. Here first. Yes, hell yes. Thank you so much, George. Because you go to Pasadena, you get the roses all over the crest. It really captures the zeitgeist. I want something that looks embarrassing 5 years from now when you look back on it like, what were we thinking? Do that.
If there's an issue that I'm going to hang my hat on, it's the LIV logo. Yes,
absolutely. Top line priority. Thank you so much, George. You heard it here first. Lockout coming.
Next up, Mike Ryan and I talked to linebacker from the San Francisco 49ers, Fred Warner.
Fred, Mike Ryan, Mystery Crate, ESPN. Your name is Fred Warner. Now, Fred, not the most intimidating football name. I had the same conversation with Frank Clark on the other side, and he agrees that if his name was Frankie Clark, he wouldn't be any sort of intimidating. If you were Freddie Warner, does that connote menace?
That probably wouldn't be very intimidating either, but, you know, I'm... My real name's actually Federico, so I don't know if that's
intimidating. No, Federico is.
Yeah, that's my real name. So.
Yeah, I like Federico. We were having a debate on our radio show the other day. I was making the argument that Tom Cruise is a first ballot action movie Hall of Famer because he does his own stunts. Is that the kind of determination and willpower that you respect in an action movie star, or do you have another action movie star that you would take over Tom Cruise?
I mean, I don't know much about, Tom Cruise. I mean, yeah, I've watched movies and stuff, but I'm not.
You don't know about Tom Cruise? I mean, yeah. Top Gun? Have you ever watched Cocktail?
They're overrated.
No.
Right, I'm not sure.
You got to watch Cocktail. No, you think Cocktail is like this happy-go-lucky movie. It's about a guy that turns like TGI Fridays into like the hottest nightclub in New York, right? And then like midway, there's like a gruesome murder, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? I thought these guys were friends. You got to watch Cocktail. It like turns on a dime.
Hey, man, I don't know much about that area. I know more about football than that area.
This guy asked weird questions. I'll give you a normal one. We were debating on our show. We're really split on it. When we use the restroom, when we go number two, half of us wipe standing and half of us wipe sitting. What do you do? When you're wiping after going number two, are you standing or are you sitting?
I didn't know people do that standing.
Thank you. There are. A lot of people are. Ask your teammates, I'm telling you. Standers are weird.
We're the sitting half.
Sitters. Sitters unite. Next, I spoke with 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and then Richard Sherman. Jimmy, what's your go-to emoji when you're really excited?
That's a random question. I can't think of it.
The Chiefs punter told us that he had an encounter with a UFO. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, but I do believe in it.
Blue Doritos or red Doritos?
Blue.
Richard, will you admit that you were rooting for Tannehill over Mahomes in the AFC?
No, because I wasn't. I wasn't rooting for anybody. But I have enjoyed Tannehill's story. His comeback story has been pretty cool. I like to see guys that are counted out come and prove people wrong. It's kind of cool.
Jimmy G just told us he believes in ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not ever seen a ghost, but I believe they're there.
And finally, I spoke to 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk, and I asked a good follow-up to the question right before mine.
What is the key for Sunday against, potent offense like, Kansas City?
I think it's just to do what we've been doing all year. No matter what happens, just, stay with the course. If we get a lead, just build on that lead. And if we fall down early, not to get discouraged if there's a slow start.
Jumping off that point, have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not.
How many consonants are in your name?
That's a good question. Six, I think.
Wow. I think we learned a lot about these two teams tonight here, yes. Chris, Cody.
I mean,
stats?
Number one with a bullet is both quarterbacks believe in ghosts. Patrick Mahomes says he wants to believe. Jimmy G flatly believes in him.
I learned so much that I'm still digesting it. I mean, like, I had fun talking to the Chiefs punter, Jimmy G's eyes. He looked at me dead in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, shaking over it. This has been just so exciting. Yeah. I want to come back tomorrow.
Highlights for me, Rob Saleh's neck.
Yes.
And Kyle Juszczyk learning that he only has two vowels in his name.
Joe Staley told me that I would be able to successfully rush against him 1 out of 100 times.
You know, I think we're going to get some shit for what we did with Fred Warner. But honestly, I mean, truth be told, we were the only ones at that booth.
Right.
I feel like we were doing them a favor.
Right, and he's like, oh, I got no time for your wacky
questions. No wonder no one's here because you haven't seen the Tom Cruise movie. Like, what kind of human?
Right.
Honestly,
right.
I think Patrick Mahomes is going to carve him apart.
Yeah, and now I want him to.
Yeah.
Fred.
Well, that was a terrible episode of Mystery Creators.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We had
Liam on. Like, you're insulting Liam right now.
You know what? He's on his way out. He left us for Cafe Altura.
That's true. Good
Bigger.
Use those Andy Reid quotes that I recorded.
Roy.
Oh, man. You got some tricks up your sleeve, bro, Roy. Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? I can say it in that context.
Yes,
who do you think's going to win the big game between Kansas City and San Francisco?
Ooh, are we doing predictions?
Oh. Chiefs. I'm going
to believe. I think you have to bleep Chiefs.
Oh,
wow. At this point, you have to. I think we have to do like a generic red helmet, and then like a generic gold helmet.
The one with the arrow on it.
Yeah. Look, ESPN's partners with the NFL, but I'm pretty sure they don't want to be affiliated with Mystery Crate. So, who do you think wins, KC or SF?
Ooh, KC.
Really? Is that because you got insights from Andy Reid?
That's right.
Yeah.
He loves barbecues. So.
Yeah. Chris, KC or SF?
SF.
Wow,
That pass rush, man.
Are you thinking historically anytime the top defense matches up with the top offense, it usually ends up being the defense that wins?
Defense wins championships, my man.
Here's the thing about that stat that drives me nuts, is everyone keeps calling Kansas City the top offense.
Yeah, the defense has been good recently.
Well, what I was going to say is Kansas City's not the top offense. We're just saying that because we assume with Mahomes. Their numbers obviously took a hit with friend of the show, Matt Moore, who came up to me after the Chiefs' availability, gave me a high five and says, man, love what you guys do. He was genuinely a fan.
Nice.
I feel like I insulted
him. It didn't really come across in the interview.
No, it didn't. No, it was awkward. It was awkward. Big guy.
Yeah, he is.
Got a presence about him.
Yeah.
But San Francisco not only has a top-ranked defense, but they have an offense that's ranked ahead of Kansas City, too. They were the number two offense.
Wow.
So for
Mike,
all these
Mike
reasons.
Mike Mortensen over here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, dude, it's not really Mike Mortensen. It's really like Mike the Degenerate Gambler that's looking for trends.
What is the spread?
It depends on where you can get it. I got it early. But it's thanks to our friends at Caesars, it's -1 right now. Chiefs -1.
So pick'ems.
It's essentially a toss-up.
What'd you get it at?
I got it. I'm actually heavily invested in the futures.
Okay.
I got them at like +120 because I thought Kansas City was going to win the AFC Championship. So I was like, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl regardless of who they play. So I got a little bit better juice.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I like Mahomes.
Yeah,
Mahomes.
I love
Big
Mahomes.
Guy.
Well, all the reasons I identified would be like, Mike, surely you should be on San Francisco. What are you doing laying that type of dough on Kansas City? But it's just Patrick Mahomes, man. I haven't seen him be stopped. I've seen him be stopped for one half against New England, who kept the ball away from him in the AFC Championship. And still, that second half, he was dynamite against the best defense I've ever seen play against him. And he probably would have gone to the Super Bowl last year if D4 didn't line up offside.
Yeah.
Or if he merely touched the ball in overtime.
Yeah.
So I've just never seen someone play football the way Patrick Mahomes has played this position. So I'm going Mahomes over that amazing San Francisco team. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. Liam.
Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chiefs. I agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
All in.
It's reading it. I want Reed to win one. But you know, I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but I think they're also going to win it. Some guys have been saying it's going to be one of those ones, whoever has the ball in their hands lost.
At the end.
And I hope it's a moment where Mahomes gets it and goes down the field and gets him.
I want to see how Andy Reid handled a championship parade.
Yeah.
I want to see him just let loose, finally get that one, and maybe just like do some crazy
stuff. I can't wait to see Andy Reid in the visitors' locker room speaking to assembled media and see Roy there with his arms crossed just listening to every word.
Oh, you mean with my phone in my hand recording him?
Your phone was in your pocket when
we went up to you. Roy, again, stop being so defensive.
No, it was not in my pocket. It was literally in my hand.
The people listen.
At the speaker.
Look, the podcast is over now, right? So they heard Roy's Andy Reid question.
Yeah.
They only heard one, right?
That question that Roy asked was after we badgered him.
Yeah.
There was nothing from before the badger.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I asked him two questions.
Lost tapes, I guess. It's like you got the Dead Sea Scrolls in your phone a little bit. I really wish I had that insight.
Yeah.
MVP, Dustin Colquitt.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
It's gonna be a tight
game. And he
a punt inside the 10 late in the game or something.
A little coffin corner for the dude that told us he saw, well, felt an alien's presence. Yeah. But a lot of interesting answers out there.
Punting is the most difficult thing in Madden. Were you a good punter in Madden?
Dude, have you played Madden recently?
No, I haven't played video games in like
honestly,
4 years.
Maybe it's because Baker Mayfield's my quarterback every time, but so many interceptions.
Really?
So many, every
the game knows?
Every
yeah. Jab. Yeah. That hurt. Ow.
Oh, wait. Don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go. Guys,
we gotta,
stick around.
I'm about to leave, man.
No.
I know what you're going to do here.
No. What do you think I'm going to do?
Southbeat Sessions.
Yes, I have to promote it.
Oh,
you know why?
It's so good.
This is
recently.
Corporate mandated.
Yes, yeah. You have.
No, we want to do this.
No, I don't. So.
I'm here to make sure you do it.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do I have to say about Southbeat Sessions?
It's really good. Download, subscribe.
Yeah.
Rate, review. Yeah, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Guys, Southbeat Sessions.
It really was good. The Jason Williams one, is that the most recent one?
No, the most recent one is actually a Kobe Bryant retrospective.
Oh, okay. That's right.
If you maybe gave up on Southbeat Sessions.
Check the last two out.
I just got too much stuff to listen to. Yeah. A little pivot here recently with Southbeat Sessions. We still do the fascinating profiles with Jason Williams. Well, I don't do shit. Dan does all the heavy lifting. But we also look at occasional stories and inspect it and talk to different voices. It's not just a profile show anymore. We did something on the Australian fires, and we did something with Kobe Bryant that was really good with Rachel Nichols, George Sedano, and Amin El-Hassan. And I know many of you turned this off as soon as I said Amin El-Hassan, but I promise he's actually good in this one. He's good. Did I do a good job, Liam?
Yes, you did. Thank you for doing that.
All right. Cold brew or hot?
Cold.
Yeah. All right. No hesitation. That's how you got that job. Yeah. Well, that and ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
Yeah.